it's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horseshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to a Friday, January 15th, 2021. And somebody who's even more of a John Travolta look-alike right here in the Speak Out room. Well, I'm thinking, I have curly hair, so, well, when it's longer anyway.
Yeah.
And yours is more of a, you could slick yours back and do the John Gotti thing. You got a good head of hair like I have.
I could do that, yeah.
Right, right. And you have more of the physique of Travolta in those days, so not me.
Losing it, but yeah. Maybe at one point.
Losing it. Did you do the angel flights and the heels and all that back in the day?
No.
No?
Not at all.
You were a Led Zeppelin guy too, huh?
Yep.
I did it at the skating rink.
I was young for that too.
I did it at the skating rink, but that's about it. You know, I must be older than you then. Interesting. So anyway, yeah, I remember the angel flights and the silk shirts and the,
yep,
and the chains and all that. My brother was into the Bee Gees, and I was into, you know, classic rock and that sort of thing.
Right,
so,
on.
All right. Welcome to Speak Out. It's our life history session.
That's so right.
With Terrence Concannon. Terrence is president and CEO at Go Lake Havasu. Terrence, I told him via text the other day, is one of my favorite guests because of the music I get to choose. And he chooses it for me, so that's, there you
it
go.
It works out very well.
Yeah, it works out awesomely, as our listeners will find out. The bottom of the hour, we'll have Christina Hook on from the Better Business Bureau. She's going to call in, do what Larry calls social distancing, right? Larry,
yep,
Tuneforce, our Speak Out 2.0 guest. And speaking of which, Larry will not be on today. Larry's show is dark. He had a personal thing that he had to attend to. So Larry will be back on Monday at noon, of course, following the first hour of Speak Out. And I have some sports to go over here for the sports station. Tonight's game, Phoenix Suns and Golden State Warriors, as you may have heard on national news, has been canceled due to COVID concerns. But we do have a full listing of sports over the weekend, and there's a little basketball appetizer if you're into college basketball, especially Big Ten. Ohio State at Illinois tomorrow, 9:45 a.m., and then NFL playoffs both days. The Rams at Packers is first at 2, Ravens at Bills at 4:45 tomorrow. Then on Sunday, you got the Browns at Kansas City, the defending world champs, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at New Orleans Saints. That's going to be Brady versus Breeze. That's a long way to match up for a lot of people, especially now that they're in the playoffs. They've had a couple matchups already this year because they're division teams, but I digress.
Go Browns.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love the Browns.
You love the Browns?
Love the Browns. This is their America's team as far as I'm concerned.
Any connection with Cleveland?
Yeah, I spent half my life in Ohio, so.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
Northern Ohio, then.
Central Ohio.
Central, so Columbus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're an Ohio State guy.
That's right.
That's right. And my mom is from Columbus as well, so that's perfect. Yeah. There's a lot of Browns fans there. Unless you go south, then it's Bengals, and it's not so much because it's the same division.
Yeah, but from Columbus on north, it's generally the Browns.
Yeah.
And then when you go south, it's the Bengals.
Right, right. Columbus doesn't have a football team, so
nope.
The Browns have always been their team, I think. So there you go. But then when it comes to the Indians and the Reds, it's a little bit different, isn't it?
Well, I love the Indians, too.
I love the Reds. My family's a Reds. Well, we used to be a Reds family, and my dad's a Red Sox person, or was. So,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to tourism, because we could talk about Ohio all day, right?
Absolutely.
O-H.
That's right, I.O.
All right, Terrence is, of course, President and CEO at Go Lake Havasu. And you kind of surprised me talking off mic about tourism revenues. Can you get into that?
Yeah, it's excuse me. It's surprising to me as well. You know, when this pandemic hit our city, and we shut down for 2 months in the spring, we lost a tremendous amount of revenue. But we were fortunate in that we didn't lose as much revenue as other towns, specifically larger metropolitan areas. And through this entire pandemic, we have this community and its tourism infrastructure have shown brighter than ever. And right now, our tourism revenues at the end of this year ended up historically the highest the city has ever seen, about 40% higher than normal. And a lot of that is that the pandemic hit California a lot harder at the beginning of the year. Now we are hit just as hard, if not harder, than California. In fact, I think the last time I heard, Arizona had the highest COVID rates in the world.
Right.
But right now,
you know who's second?
Who, California?
Yeah. And they're on lockdown.
Right.
The whole thing just doesn't make sense.
And they didn't want to be locked down any more than anybody else did, so they came here to enjoy themselves. And at first it seemed like they weren't, the COVID rates weren't going higher, but then of course right after 4th of July, they went straight through the roof, and then we were able to mitigate them. Well, now they're higher than they've ever been, so we have to be careful, and we have to mitigate to the extent that we can, how this affects our community. To that extent, I have taken the very difficult decision to close down the visitor center yet again for a month, because it's more important to me to keep my volunteers and my staff safe and healthy than it is to maintain a visitor center and keep it open. So,
what do those positive revenues, though, mean to Go Lake Havasu itself as an entity?
Well, that's how we operate the organization. As it stands right now in our current city contract, we made 75% of certain percentages of the bed tax and the restaurant and bar tax, and we'll be entering in a new contract with the city that may change a little bit in April. But that's how we operate off that revenue. So our operating revenues obviously have been much higher than this year, which allows us to put some money aside, because I guarantee you, I can personally guarantee you that our tourism revenues will not be this high again in 2021. But then again, I could not have predicted what we did last year, so who knows what's going to happen.
That's crazy.
Oh, this has been a crazy year. I mean, Cleveland's in the playoffs.
Right.
Come on.
They only had, what, three losses? That's the crazy part. Or three or four, yeah.
Yep.
I think there were 11, yeah.
Yeah, 11.
No, 12 and 4, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. No, 11 and 5, I
11
think.
And
yeah.
5.
But still.
That's still. Yeah. And then they beat Pittsburgh to advance.
Yeah.
I have to say that quietly.
Twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They beat them at the end of the season. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And then stomped them.
Yeah.
Still couldn't believe it.
Right.
Nothing against Steelers, but I made me very happy.
But it just caps off just the weirdest year
exactly
ever, or extends 2020 into 2021. But away from the football analogies and that, what are we looking at as far as the visitor center goes? Reopening soon?
Well, we need it to be below 10% COVID rate, and we're moving down. I look at it every day. We were up to 17 or something. I think we're down to 14.5 today. So I plan on keeping it close through the end of January. It's typically a slow period for visitor center visitation anyways, so it seems like probably the best thing to do.
Okay. And those revenues, I'm still shocked. I got
too.
The news from Cal Sheehy too, and
people ask me to come up with forecasts on revenue in the future based on this year. No, can't be done. This year is unlike any other year I've ever in any of our lives.
But that said, though, Terrence, you don't foresee a shutdown of business because of Governor Ducey's policies, whereas we had a shutdown last year, and that's what had everybody kind of worried.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make it a little easier to forecast?
It probably does make it. If I look at it as if I can make an assumption that everyone will be vaccinated and this thing will go away, in the next, let's say by May, which is, I think, a really optimistic view, I think we'll have a very, very good year.
That is optimistic.
I don't think we'll be 40% over this year, but we still could be 40% over the year before, which would still be amazing. So.
Okay.
But anything we do above and beyond what we anticipate is always wonderful. And the best thing about it is that it shows the demand for this city as a tourism destination that people are willing, literally, to, in the middle of a pandemic, to travel 7 to 10 hours to come here and enjoy themselves.
And it seems that, you know, I just read it an article in the Rose Law Group Reporter about mortgages in Arizona being attributed, you know, I'm talking about new mortgages being attributed to people directly moving from California.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
It seems like they, maybe they're moving here after they visit as well. Like, I really like that Mojave County, or I really like that place that I just visited in Arizona.
Well, and that's what we always try to do. It's what I always, and our city does it great. Our businesses, our citizens, they're so welcoming that anytime anybody comes here, almost always you'll hear them say, boy, I can't wait to come back. And then they come back through, you know what, I'm going to buy a house here because it's really affordable, and what a great place to have a house. It worked for me. I moved here from California as well, and I bought a house right when the pandemic started, and houses are going through the roof during a pandemic.
Right,
who knew? I can't predict anything.
Terrence Concannon, part of the exodus from California.
Right.
But that was well before
it was.
All of this started.
Yeah, it's been almost 4 years now.
Our number is 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. If you have a question for Terrence Concannon, he's president and CEO at Go Lake Havasu. And before we get to the break, I wanted to ask you, do you ever get to meet one-on-one with those visitors that you're marketing to?
We do. We do. Not just me, but my staff. Obviously, at the visitor center, we meet them all the time. But I do try to spend as much time as I can in our areas where the tourists go, like the English Village, the visitor center, downtown. If I'm ever out and about on my personal time and somebody said, I shouldn't overhear people, but if I hear
somebody
say,
can't help it.
I'm here from Las Vegas, yeah. Or this is my first time here, I'll always go up and talk to them, introduce myself, ask them what brought them here, and what they like the best about it. And in the 4 years I've been here, I've probably done that hundreds and hundreds of people. Not one person has ever said one critical thing. They always say, this place is awesome, I can't wait to come back.
I was going to say, what are the top three things that they answer back with, if you can remember?
Sure. Well, obviously, the lake. There also seems they're happy about that they can do whatever they want. There's a lot less regulations than other places that they come to. Mm-hmm. And they love the lifestyle and just the way we kind of do things here. You know, we kind of live like a beach life, kind of a tropical life here. We all enjoy a good drink. We enjoy our free time, and that's what everybody wants. And so when they come here and they see us, you know, basically living in a party town all year long, you know, everyone's favorite vacation destination, like, man, why can't I do that?
Sure,
well, you can.
All right, we're going to go to break. One of my favorite crew songs anyway. And you have a great joke about Motley Crue, don't you?
I do.
Tell me that joke.
How do you know when Vince Neil is at the door?
I don't know.
Because he can't find the key and he doesn't know when to come in.
That's awesome. All right. While the audience is trying to figure that one out, we know. We absolutely know. I'm Paul LaVoy along with Terrence Concannon, and going out with a little Live Wire from Motley Crue, the very first album. I love that album.
Me too.
All right.
My favorite.
With more in a moment. We're back on Speak Out. I can't get enough of Livewire sometimes. That whole album. Go ahead, Terrence.
One of the greatest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, and Connected Computer and Technology. And don't forget, our archives are at KNTRTalk.com. where we stream as well. We leave the shows up for 30 days or so, and you can check it out. You can critique yourself, Terrence.
Wonderful. As if I don't do that enough already.
Really? Something I did not know. Christina Hook will be our guest after the bottom of the hour break. She's the regional director for the Better Business Bureau. And Christina's always fun to have on the show. She's a Def Leppard fan, but she's more of a cafe rock, like indie stuff, like Black Keys. Mm-hmm. Something. So
that's cool.
I like that too. All right, caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey there. So a little different topic, but maybe the same. So what happened with the or at the city council / Sudden Link meeting the other night, if I didn't hear about it earlier?
Are you talking about the Tri-City Council meeting?
Right, right.
That is actually scheduled virtually on January 20th.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize the other day was so far ahead of time. Okay.
Yeah. It's the only chance I had to bring it up with the mayor before the Tri-City Council meeting. But that'll be a virtual meeting. I'm not sure if the public has access or not, but he did say something about getting access through the website. So thanks for reminding me. I need to get those access credentials.
Well, I'll love to find out what the outcome of it is of that meeting, though, for sure. But, yeah, thanks for the info. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. And, Terrence, are you getting any feedback on Suddenlink and how it's affecting the business community or visitors or anything like that?
Well, we have Frontier at Go Lake Havasu with Suddenlink as our backup. And I have Frontier at home. Mm-hmm. But I've heard a lot of negative stories.
Right. Well, you told me before the show, let's see, we were talking about events and how you feel they're probably going to be slow in coming back.
Yeah,
and
I would
just
think so.
The Winterfest being canceled doesn't help that.
Oh, no, that's a real shame because losing any event is a shame because Havasu is known for its events. We have like 340 events a year on any normal year, but last year was certainly not normal. And so, you know, the rollout of the vaccine is happening. I know that one of my employees has gotten his vaccine, and so that's very encouraging. But there's no reason to rush back into it. I would love to see the events come. I don't want anybody to be unsafe. I think that, but I do think that come summer, we'll start to see a more normalized Havasu. And I think by the time we get to the 50th anniversary of the installation of the London Bridge,
right,
we'll be so happy to be vaccinated and safe and be around everybody physically that we're probably all just going to break down and cry. It's like, I haven't seen you in 6 months. So good to see you.
At the parade itself, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Parade of tears.
We'll have a float that's, I like that.
Yeah, why not?
I like that. A parade of tears theme. Nice. So
let's
yeah,
not 50, do that.
But no. We're kidding, folks. We're totally kidding. But, no, the 50th anniversary of the London Bridge and London Bridge Days in October.
Yep.
Just going to be, what a marketing opportunity for you.
Oh, and we plan on doing some stuff throughout the entire month of October. It won't be just the final weekend. It's going to be a massive event, and the city's all on board. Great ideas coming from every part of the city, so looking forward to it.
Are those ideas with COVID in mind or not?
We're thinking both ways, but I think we're proceeding right now under the assumption that the COVID pandemic will be mitigated by October and that we'll be pretty well safe to do. But having said that, I'm not sure that events as we saw them before in 2019 will be the same for a while. There will still be some social distancing even after everyone's safe, I think.
You know, I think you're right. I think we've set a precedent here with the masks in the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, I didn't wear a mask in the grocery store before the pandemic, but I was one of those that wiped down the cart when I went in.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not a complete germaphobe, but I did go that far and sometimes got weird looks and, you know, hey, I don't care.
Honestly, I saw
your baby sitting in that cart in a diaper. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
I'm so used to wearing a mask now that I went to a bar the other day and forgot to take it off when I sat down and almost drank my beer through it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow. I think we have Christina on the line. Christina, is that you?
That is me. Hi, Paul.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Christina.
Good. Hi, Terrence.
All right. Just hang on, and we'll finish out this segment, and then I'll get to a Better Business Bureau business. How's that?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Thanks for calling so early. I like that. Or right on time, if you will.
Yep. The BBB's better with Christina.
Sometimes when you're doing live radio and people don't call when they're supposed to, it gets a little nerve-wracking.
Right.
So, all right. The big news. This is different. This is really different. You're talking about a seaplane operation In conjunction with the airport you were telling me about.
Yeah,
what is that all about?
The Damon Anderson, who was our airport director, sits on my board of directors, and I also sit on the airport advisory board. So we started talking about ways we can improve the city as a destination for tourists and for residents. And Glenn from Lake Havasu Seaplanes got together with us, and so we're hoping to put together, and the city's on board, a seaplane base here in Lake Havasu. There's probably 400 to 500 very affluent seaplane operators within a couple of hours flying distance from us. So it seems like a really good thing to do. It's not really an expensive operation, so we're working on that with the airport on that right now, and see what we can do.
Where the lake is your runway.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. And if anyone's been in a seaplane like you, you know how much fun it can be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially with a camera on your shoulder.
Exactly.
As I was telling you earlier. So, anyway, Terrence Concannon is our guest, as he is every month on this segment. President and CEO at Go Lake Havasu. And anything else you want to add?
No, except everyone just be as safe as you can. Don't lose sight of the fact that we're still under a pandemic. Get your vaccination when you can. We love you all, and we look forward to representing the city every day.
All right. You recognize that bed right there?
I do.
We have a rat problem. I love
right
those
on.
Commercials.
Me too.
I absolutely love them, especially the clogging.
Right.
But the rat problem's the best.
It is.
All right, Terrence, we'll see you next month. Thank you. And sorry about what happened on Monday.
No worries. I didn't expect him to win.
All right.
I'm just glad they beat Clemson.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Back with more in a moment. We'll have Christina Hook on the other side of the break. She's the regional director for the Better Business Bureau. Stay with us. Back with more in a moment. Back on Speak Out in the Black Keys signals our next guest, Christina Hook. She's the regional director for the Better Business Bureau here in Lake Havasu City, Mojave County. And Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also Chagrou's Family of Restaurants, the Better Business Bureau, samsguns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team, Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule at Coldwell Banker Realty. And I'll bring you in now. We talked to you a little bit during Terrence's segment, but welcome back to the show, Christina.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
So, Better Business Bureau, and thank you for your sponsorship of the program, by the way. It's very much appreciated.
You are very welcome. We very much appreciate you as a business in town and as a supporter of countless businesses in town. So we like that trickle effect, that nice circle of community that we can all be supporting each other.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Thank you.
Should I play the Circle of Life by Elton John going to break from the Lion King,
I didn't even plan that, right? That just happened so perfectly.
No, that was excellent. That was excellent. So what's first on the agenda for the Better Business Bureau? While I find my notes.
Sure, no problem. I have notes in front of me, so I can take it from here. Well, you know that I love to always share good news because we've got such great things going on in the community and we have such great offerings from Better Business Bureau. So I would love to start with just a quick update on the LHC Resource Alliance. Quite a few of us have been talking about this throughout the year. And for any of those who have not yet heard of it, it is under the umbrella of the City of Lake Havasu and is comprised of Better Business Bureau, Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. River Cities United Way, and Havasu Community Health Foundation. And between these organizations, we have been doing our absolute best to support individuals and businesses throughout the COVID pandemic. Part of this was receiving the CARES Act funding from the City of Lake Havasu, and through River Cities United Way, we've been dispersing those funds. and we have to date reached almost $250,000 of support to almost 100 businesses in town.
Oh, my goodness. I remember when that number was, oh, what, 70,000?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's up at 250?
So the total grant given by the city under the CARES Act funding was $250,000, and we are approaching that quite quickly. There are still some funds available for businesses if businesses are still needing support in the community, but we're running up against that top dollar number. So we're very, very happy to be able to disperse that throughout the community and help these businesses stay afloat.
Are you still seeing a consistent level of need? I'm not going to say a higher or lower, but a consistent level of need out there in the business community?
You know, it kind of changes week by week. I will tell you that almost every week, the committee and I, we do meet every week just to review over applications that have come in, and almost every week we at least have one application. It ebbs and flows depending on the time and depending on just kind of what's going on out there in the community, but yes, the need is still definitely there.
So tell me right now, while you have the megaphone in the community and you're on Speak Out and you're talking to that business owner that's thinking, man, I don't know if I can hang on any longer, tell that business owner what this money covers and how they would apply for that.
Sure. So the LHC Resource Alliance CARES grant money is specifically designed to make sure that you don't close your doors. We want to make sure that your doors stay open. So these funds are specifically geared towards us helping you pay your bills. So if you've got an electric bill that's past due and you just haven't been able to pay that, we want to see that bill and help you pay for it. If you are behind or just can't quite make ends meet on your rent this month, we want to see that bill so we can help you pay it. Any essentials that are needed for your business, whether that be equipment or that be phone usage or computer usage, those kind of utilities that keep your business running every month, those are the bills we want to help you pay. So part of the process in order to apply is that you upload the bills to a very easy online application at rcuw.org and follow the quick prompts. It only takes a few minutes. And you upload those bills, and then we let you know if we can help you out.
RCUW.org. Really easy to remember, folks, because it stands for River Cities United Way. So that's RCUW.org. And, you know, those entities that form the alliance, how long do you plan on staying together as the alliance, as the LHC alliance?
That's a great question, Paul. You know, it's kind of a discussion we have each week, and for one, it's been a joy for all of us to really come together each week and be able to address these needs in the community and really put those needs directly into action and help support community members and businesses. So at the time being, we are certainly meeting for as long as the need is available in the community when we're talking specifically related to COVID and pandemic-related issues. But, you know, we're definitely talking about we've got a good thing going, and how can we continue this through the community to support as the business needs change and as our community evolves into this new normal, and how can we assist in other ways? You know, we may not have these funds forever, but we have so many resources between all four of our businesses, our organizations. So how can we in turn turn that over to the community and make sure we're all thriving?
So I don't know if you know this, Christina, but the BBB also has a section on our website, kntrtalk.com. The tab is BBB and Community News. And if you go there, you can actually find a lot of the resources that we're talking about with links to the Alliance, links to the Main Street Matters program from the BBB and that sort of thing. And you had a lot of success with that program itself, haven't you?
Absolutely. You know what, Paul? Thank you for showing me this book, but I'm looking at it right now. That's amazing. Thank you so, so much. You know, you've always been...
Just made a few changes, that's all. just a couple
hey, you
of
know
adjustments.
What? I love it.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I love to see the BBB anywhere I can see it out in the community, but you've always been great supporters of ours when we have, news to share or, you know, programs that we're opening up. So thank you very much for always supporting us on that. But we love this site. And going back to the Main Street Matters grant, so that's a separate grant from the LHC Resource Alliance. The Better Business Bureau, kind of right at the beginning of the pandemic, also launched a grant program, Main Street Matters grant program, and that did end in December. The program, we just didn't have any funds to continue, although we wish we could have funded every single business in town, but we are very proud of the program. It has also dispersed over $200,000 within the Pacific Southwest region, and 15 of those businesses were right here locally.
Oh, my goodness. Where do those funds come from?
DBB seed funded the program, and then the rest of the funds were all made by community donations, whether that be a larger organization donating money, that even trickled down all the way to BBB staff members. We all were able to donate just something because we so believed in this program and we so believed in the businesses who have supported us for 100 years, and we wanted to be able to give back. So businesses and the community really made this program shine.
Yeah, and speaking of the KNTR Talk website, I wanted to tell you, I was hoping you were at a computer when you looked at that, because a lot of times when you look on the phone, you can't see those tabs. But for the listener out there that's on their phone that's looking for KNTRtalk.com and the BBB tab, just turn your phone sideways and all of those tabs will pop up. So
it's, oh, nice.
Just a little trick for you.
Tips and tricks from Paul. Thanks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So the Torch Awards, that's a big thing for the Better Business Bureau, isn't it? It's an annual type award program, isn't it?
The Business Awards, yes.
Yeah.
We do have our annual Torch Award, Ethical Torch Awards. And that program aims to recognize and celebrate businesses in the community who have been leaders in their industry and running a very ethical operation. And I know that we've got so many of those businesses here in town, so what a great thing to be able to kind of give that little pat on the back right now. I know a lot of businesses could use that little uplifting spirit. So it's free to nominate. It's very simple. You can go to torchawards.bbbcommunity.org to very simply within 5 minutes nominate a business and tell us why you think they are just an absolute standout business in the community.
And it's not like you already have a problem. I'm learning so much about BBB as I go here, because if a business has an A-plus rating, that's not just lip service. That actually means something. How does a business get such a designation?
Absolutely, it does mean something.
I know. I'm amazed at what it takes to get a rating like that.
Yeah. Well, let me jump back real quick to the Torch Awards. You can be an accredited business or a non-accredited business. So you don't have to be a member of the BBB as a business to be nominated. Any business can be nominated for this award. So just keep that in mind when you're looking to nominate a business. But to go back to kind of how we look at businesses, and what we ask of a business is we actually invite them to be accredited with the Better Business Bureau, and we base that on our 8 standards for trust. And essentially what that is those are our guidelines. And those are the guidelines that a business uses to operate ethically. And, you know, when we talk about that, what does that mean? We can say the word trust and we can say the word integrity, but breaking it down, what does that mean? You know, it means advertising honestly and making sure that what you're saying to the public is true and you can stand by those offerings. It means telling the truth about your products and services. When you're very clear about your products to your customers and they know what they're going to get when they start to do business with you. Honoring your promises, making sure that you stand by your written agreements and your verbal representation of your business. Being responsive, really big one. You know, it sounds so simple, but maintaining a line of communication with your customers. So things like that. There's 8 standards, and each one of them kind of breaks down what we look at and what it really means to be an ethical business.
Boy, I remember back in the day when I read a lot of these things are like books. They're called magazines. You remember those?
Oh, really? With paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know those.
Especially Consumer Reports, and that's kind of what the BBB reminds me of is going through Consumer Reports and those standout businesses just always seem to rise to the top, and that A-plus rating is huge. It's just, when I see that now, it's like a beacon, you know? Okay, I'm going to go to that business.
Absolutely. That's spot on. You know, that's actually the word I use quite frequently, Paul, is kind of this beacon, the shining light of, we're in a world right now where trust is so imperative. We're not quite sure what to trust, who to trust, where we're reading, where we're getting our information. And going to BBB, you can be sure that we're a 100-year-old business that has stood for these ethics for that entire 100 years. And we stand behind the businesses, and we stand behind what they stand for, because this is our platform of integrity. And we can stand behind that A-plus rating because we vet all of these businesses. It's not a simple process to become accredited. We look at your licensing, making sure it's up to date. We look at your website. We look at anything we can to really take a deep dive into your business. So we can say as the BBB with confidence, yes, this business is an A-plus business.
Oh, very good. The number, if you want to talk to Christina Hook, she's the regional director for the Better Business Bureau here in Lake Havasu City, is 854-KNTR, 854-5687. I'll actually give out Christina's number as we go to break, but that's the number if you want to talk to Christina on the air. And we talked about Torch Awards. We should probably talk about student essays for scholarships. Student scholarships, always a big thing this time of year, the application process.
Absolutely. You know, here at BBB, we apparently love to give out awards and money. So let's keep that trend going.
I like how you said apparently.
Apparently, that's kind of what we're doing. No, that is exactly what we're doing. We love to support our community in multiple facets because, you know, the marketplace is connected to so many things. We all utilize the marketplace, and we'll all eventually be in the marketplace. Whatever business we decide to either go into or work for. And that's where the Ethical Torch essay kind of lays its foundation, is that we know that ethics is doing the right thing when nobody's watching. You know, it's doing the right thing because you feel that it's the right thing to do. And when you're looking at students at such a young age with so many different things going on in their world, and they're learning how to navigate through this journey of life, and eventually those students will be able to model that behavior of ethics when they enter into the workforce. So what the essay asks is that students write a 400-word essay on the importance of ethics and integrity. And it really challenges them to take a deep dive into when they may have had inner conflict, when they may have had conflict with another student or out in the community, and then how did they get through that? What were their resolution tactics, and how did that really make them look at ethics in a new way?
Who gets to judge those?
You know, I want to give a huge shout out. We have so many judges here in the community, a lot of teachers, but any community member, if you're interested in taking a look at those essays, you can reach out to me and you can be a judge for that too. So the community members.
I can't imagine judging a high school student's essay on ethics, because there's so many bad examples out there right now, you know, and what they have to draw from. I know there are good examples. I'm not saying that, but that's just got to be a conundrum, if you will, you know, judging, there's got to be some unique essays coming in. That's all I have to say.
There are, and it's very surprising. It gives you a refreshing look at what's really going on in the minds of these students. It gives you such a sense of comfort, and these essays are incredible, and they are very difficult to judge. I actually judged them last year, and reading through them, it's very heartwarming, and it's so difficult to make that decision of who should be the winner and who shouldn't, because every essay that's submitted really shows the true character of these students, but it definitely shows you that there is still so much good in the world, and especially at that younger age, and those are our future adults right there.
Did we go over the amount of the scholarship?
We didn't go over the amount, no. 5 winners will be announced in Arizona, and they can win. The total amount for the scholarship program is $5,000, and that will be split up between a $500 prize and a $1,500 prize.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's still, hey, every little bit helps. So that's very nice. Very, very nice. Tell me about that office arrangement that you're in again. Is it F-106? Is that what it is? Or did I get the number wrong?
Sure. Well, currently my office right now is my kitchen table.
Oh.
So BBB is still vastly working from home or kind of a work from anywhere setup. Just keeping all of our employees safe at this time and making sure, you know, we're all doing our part to help the community. But yes, BBB does have a location at F-106 co-working space.
I got it right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. So we're very happy to be there, and we're really looking forward to, as that partnership expands, especially, with the groundbreaking of the new Nomadic building downtown.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So I thought you were going to, I don't know if you've seen that groundbreaking. It was a couple weeks ago, I believe. But that space is going to be the expanded space of F-106. So it's going to be much larger and have a host of offerings all towards supporting entrepreneurs and businesses in the community. So we hope to have a location there as well.
Well, as usually happens, about 2 minutes left in the show, we have a phone call. So
all right.
Hopefully we can make this quick. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller. And I guess we don't have a phone call. So anything else you want to add, Christina, before we let you go?
I just want to say to the community as a whole, you know, we know that our small businesses here, you know, they matter so much. They're not just businesses to us. They are our friends. They're our neighbors. They're, you know, our parents of children that our children go to school with, and it's such a community effort, and I just want the businesses to know that BBB is here for you. Our mission is, you know, to help build this community of trust, but that help also means helping you be the best business you can. We have a plethora of resources, so if you have any type of question or you'd like some support for us, please don't hesitate to reach out. Whether you're an accredited business or not, we have so many resources. So I encourage you to give me a call. My phone number is 928-302-3701.
Perfect. You beat me to it. And you beat me to the use of the word plethora. I love that
word. I love that word.
I like the word fruition also.
Yes, many things come to fruition.
That's right.
It's a hard one to say.
Especially ethics and the BBB. Those are, well, there's a plethora of that, isn't there?
We have a plethora of resources to help you run your business as ethically as possible.
All right, perfect. let's see. I don't know how to work that word into the white stripes, but I got some white stripes on for you, and we're going to take another short break, come back with a final shot. Christina Hook, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Paul. Look forward to talking with you next month.
Yeah, we'll see you in the studio soon. Let's be positive.
Fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye, Paul.
All right, bye-bye. And we'll be back with more on Speak Out in just a moment. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Speak Out, a final shot. I got about a minute, so we'll tell you that Larry Toonforce will not be on today. Again, Dennis Prager's third hour will be on after news and a short break following Speak Out today. Larry will return on Monday. We will as well. We'll have an update on the Little Delbert Days Rodeo. That's coming up later this month. And Vok Zaszek, the Iceman, he's going to tell us about watercraft racing and that sort of thing with my co-host Jim Russell, of course. And we'll see you on Monday. Be sure to take it safe out there this weekend. It's going to be windy tomorrow, but sunshine will be out, and Sunday's supposed to be really nice. So be safe, buy local, dine local. We'll see you on Monday on Speak Out.